Bob Davey joins us on Sports Byline, head football coach at the University of New Mexico, entering his third season and, of course, served for a long time as an ESPN college football commentator and for 5 years was the head coach at Notre Dame. Bob, when you decided to come back into coaching, what type of due diligence did you do about the school you were looking for and the program and situation you were looking for?
Well, you know, Ron, to be honest, I'd been out of it 10 years. And as you know, you're very, very fortunate to be able to get a head coaching job when you've been out of the actual coaching profession that's that long. So, you know, I feel very fortunate to have this job. It is the ideal job for me. You know, I really wanted a place that I could come in, have time, have an opportunity to build. Also, the challenge of doing it at a place where a lot of people say, put it this way, when I took the job, I had a guy that he's from New Mexico, who's a huge college football fan that I respect. And I was here about a week or 10 days, and he came by my office and he said, you know, you probably haven't thought about this, but you've had the two toughest jobs in all of college football, Notre Dame and New Mexico. And he said, for different reasons, you know, and you know, there's probably some accuracy to that to a degree, because this job is really a rebuilding job. But to answer your question, man, I love the Southwest. I love the chance to rebuild something and put our name on this thing. I love that they're going to give me enough time to do it. And I feel very fortunate to be back in this profession. I really do.
You know as well as I do, there's pressure in every coaching job. And you just touched on it because you were following Lou Holtz at Notre Dame. And you know the visibility of Notre Dame. And then the other end of the spectrum is what you found at New Mexico, a bankrupt program. And, of course, the expectations and the pressures, they're going to have them, but they're going to be different. Well, how are they different from a coaching perspective, somebody that has lived through both?
Well, I think you learn. You learn so much. You know, I think as a young coach, maybe because you're trying to earn credibility or, you know, you're afraid, well, if I don't get this done, how will I ever get another job? That sometimes, you worry so much about the wins that you don't enjoy the process enough. And, you know, maybe because I've been out of it for a little bit, you know, maybe because I'm a little bit older, I have really just embraced and enjoyed the process of just putting a program together, developing players. And, you know, it's a lot more enjoyable to you. So, you know, obviously New Mexico's a world different than Notre Dame. But I don't, even if I was coaching somewhere else at Penn State or Michigan right now, I know I would enjoy the process just a lot more than, you know, you get so caught up in just, are we going to win the game? Are we going to win the game? That you kind of lose sight of how fortunate you are to even be doing this.
Yeah, the other thing, too, and correct me if you think I'm wrong about this, but I really believe, Bob, that at Notre Dame, you could win the game, but if you don't win it by enough, some people are going to be very unhappy.
You know, I think that's probably true, although I'll say this, anytime we won a game, I was pretty darn happy. You know? But you're right. I mean, you know, I've been kind of, you know, really at the two biggest brands in sports when you think about it, having been at Notre Dame, and then being at ESPN for 10 years, you know, and they're the tremendous traditions, you know, one in the business world, one in the sports world. And then coming here to New Mexico, it's obviously different. But the lessons you learn from both of those situations, you know, I spent 8 years at Notre Dame, three of those years with Lou Holtz, and then 10 years at ESPN. And it's so much about building the brand. And, you know, but you are kind of the target, you know, particularly at Notre Dame, where every week you go out there, you're going to take everybody's best shot. And there's something really neat about that, but there's also something refreshing about being the underdog, too. You know, so I've seen a lot of things in my career, and with each one of them, as you said, I mean, there's unique circumstances, there's unique pressures. But at the end of the day, all of us are very fortunate to be getting paid for something we love to do, and that's be involved in athletics.
Yeah, I want to ask you about being a commentator at ESPN. The late Bill Walsh was a very dear friend of mine, and he said he didn't really enjoy the broadcasting aspect because he said, I got sick and tired of some 32-year-old producer yelling in my ear. But I'm just wondering, from the broadcast booth, since you spent so much time there, what did you see about the game that you enjoyed and that you were concerned about as you watched it over that long period of time?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, there's a lot of great coaches out there. You know, you go around this country. I think sometimes when you're involved in your own situation, you don't realize that there's some other guys out there working just as hard as you are. There's some other guys that are just as creative as you are, and there's some other guys that coach probably as well as you coach. So the first thing I come away with is tremendous respect for the guys in this profession. You know, I think the second thing is you realize when you're out doing the games that these players actually have a whole other life going on. You know, when you're coaching, all you see is when they show up here for the 4 hours every day. But being out there, being on these campuses on Thursdays and Fridays, you see that these players have a whole other world. You know, it's not just in that football office watching tape, going to practice. You know, and I think you have a genuine appreciation for the coaches and the players, you know, what they do. But, you know, again, I mean, the broadcasting piece, I loved every second of it. But there's nothing like, man, being in that locker room. And experience in winning, and to a degree, even experience losing, because you just have so much invested in it, and you care so much about these players and coaches. So, you know, I've seen a lot of different perspectives, but, man, there's none quite as unique as being a head football coach. That's a pretty good deal.
Bob Davey is with us, head football coach at the University of New Mexico, in his third season, turning that program around, and his 7 wins in 2 seasons matches the school's total in 4 years prior to his arrival. I think we both would agree that recruiting is probably the bedrock of having a successful program. And now that we're going to get the Power Five conferences, the announcement the other day by the University of Hawaii, they have a $2.1 million deficit. They may do away with their football program there. How is that going to be handled by the schools that are outside those five conferences, and trying to get the athletes, except for you can only have so many athletes, I guess, on one team, get the athletes to come to other schools such as New Mexico?
You know, I don't know that that's going to change a whole great deal. I mean, you know, particularly for us here at New Mexico, I mean, there's going to be very few guys. We've got a couple of them. We've got a few of them that we recruited that had BCS offers. So you're going to have a tough time recruiting those guys anyhow, if we're all totally honest about that. The thing that I'm curious to see, as long as the Power Five conferences make it inclusive. In other words, if they keep it to cost of enrollment, if they keep it to some of those things, we'll be able to compete, and conferences like the Mountain West Conference will be able to do that, I think. Now, if they get into the whole pay-for-player deal and it just goes crazy, then obviously there's going to be a huge separation. But, you know, from where I see it's headed right now, I don't know that it's going to be that big of a difference. I mean, as you know, you can only take 25 players a year. You can only have 85 on scholarship. They can't all go to the Power Five conference schools. So there's still going to be enough players for all of us.
Bob, we only have 2 minutes left, but I'm just wondering, when you came back to college football after that 9-year absence and being in broadcasting and went out on the field on game day for the very first time, what were your feelings and emotions like?
Hadn't changed much, you know, and that's one thing, Ron, I'm sure you'll appreciate. You know, you do these broadcasts, and you do them the same whether you think 5 million people are listening or 5,000 people. You're still going to do the same job you do. And if you know, just like running out at Notre Dame in my first home game against Georgia Tech, and there's 80,000 people, or running out here on the field and there's 22,000 people, it all feels exactly the same to me. And, you know, there's not much difference. There's not much difference. But, you know, again, you know, certainly Notre Dame's different than New Mexico, but every day I come in this office, every day I go out there on that field, every day I'm around these players and coaches, it's the exact same process.
In about 45 seconds, is your Lobo team going to be brought about around the rushing game, because you've been very successful in that area?
Yeah, I think we can throw it a little bit better. You know, we actually have made some improvement in the passing game, which I think will really help just our offensive efficiency. We've been pretty good. You know, we've done some good things on offense. Our depth, our talent's better. And I do think we're going to be a little more balanced, because I think we can throw the ball a little bit.
Did you miss the game when you were away from it, not on the field?
Oh, I missed it, yeah. You know, I love doing the broadcasting, and that gave you a taste, and that quenched your thirst a little bit. But you know, there's nothing like being involved in it 24 hours a day, and then seeing the development of guys. You know, that's the difference. You know, it's your guys and it's your team. When you're broadcasting, it's somebody else's team and it's somebody else's players.
I got to tell you, when I saw you took the New Mexico job, I kind of smiled to myself because you deserve to be in football on the sidelines. You're a fine coach, but I think you stand for all the right things when it comes to college athletics and college football. Bob, I want to stay in touch with you, and we'll keep following the new University of New Mexico football program. Take care and come back and join us again.
Ron, thank you. Call me anytime.
Bob Davey, fine head football coach at the University of New Mexico, and he's in his third season. And, of course, as I mentioned, his 7 wins in 2 seasons matches the school's total in 4 previous years. We continue on Sports Byline.